delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like, it's the Harry and Dana podcast.
We were talking about this yesterday and I just thought I'd bring it up because I don't think what I do is that weird.
Well, I think you're the only man that I know who does this to the extent that you do it.
It's called the deep scrub. Now, what I do is throughout the week, I just shower normally. So I just jump in the shower at about 4 o'clock in the morning because we get in here nice and early. And quick shampoo of the hair, really quick scrub-a-dub of the soap. And I get out, brush my teeth and I get out. That's not enough cleaning for me. So once a week, I spend at least a good 2 or 3 hours and I do the deep scrub. So I jump in the shower, I scrub with like a loofah.
That I understand, but it's the next bit that I don't understand.
The hair removal.
The extensive hair removal.
Well, I told you, Dana, I'm very hairy. My arm hair now connects the entire way around. So I have to, trim.
Well, it doesn't at the moment because you've done your deep scrub this week.
Exactly. So I remove all the hair. I do the nail clipping.
What are we talking about? Like removing how much hair? From what region?
So I trim. So bottom half of my legs I trim because men should have a little bit of hair on their legs. So I trim that because it grows quite thick.
Okay.
So I just trim it so it just looks normal. And then the upper leg I trim with a different trimmer, like a
shorter
trimmer.
Oh, like a buzz cut to the upper thigh.
Correct. Yeah, because there's thick black hair there. So I trim that so that's nice and so I can wear shorts and it doesn't look like it's just ridiculous otherwise. Do the nails, wash the hair, shave as well. I have to trim my beard, so I trim the beard and then shave the neck and the cheeks. And by the time I do that, maybe a couple of... the other thing I have to do recently, I've just discovered...
What?
I have to tweezer the ear hair. Ear hair is a new thing. I don't know if that's what happens when you go after 30s or something, but there happens to be ear hair now. So I've got to really concentrate on that.
How do you manage that? Do you have to like double mirror it so that you can see inside your ear hole?
I actually have a pretty ingenious solution to it.
What?
I put in the iPhone headphones. Because it's white, the black hair shows up in front of the white headphones.
Oh my god! I can't believe you're saying this live on it. This is so embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing. I guarantee you, there are other people out there, particularly women, and not just me, not just a man, particularly women out there in the Hunter Valley that once a week do a deep scrub.
I understand the shaving of the legs and that kind of thing, but to be honest, that takes me like 5 minutes. I'll wash my hair. Like maybe if I do a deep scrub and I do like a face mask, it'll take me half an hour max.
I guarantee you there are women and men that they have busy weeks. So during the week, they're just showering very quickly. And then at the end of the week, if they've got some time on the weekend, they'll do themselves a deep scrub.
No one is going to call.
654.
No one does this.
11981. 654-11981. I guarantee you, because you make out like I'm very weird.
I do not think anyone will call.
I am not the only one in the Hunter Valley that does a deep scrub. We'll take all of your calls, your hundreds of calls, next here at 98.1 Power FM. You're on the air with Harry and Dana. Have just joined us. We threw it out there on 654-11981. If you also do a deep clean, we were chatting about this before, and Dana thinks I'm weird because once a week I'll do something called the deep clean or the deep scrub.
It's beyond what I would think that you would do. It's a 3-hour process of hair removal and shower after shower. That to me is too much.
Hair removal, nail clipping, shave, trim of the beard. I now have to remove ear hair. That's a new one. That takes about 20 minutes. I don't know when they started growing, but they're ear hair now. And you thought I was going to be the only one in the Hunter Valley that does this.
Well, I was convinced that no one else in the Hunter does this, but Dan from Scone, we've got you on the line. Do you do a deep scrub as well?
I do, usually Friday evenings.
You're kidding.
If I'm not working.
So what does your deep scrub involve then?
Shave my head, shave my face. Full scrub. I work in a reasonably dirty industry, so...
What are you doing for work?
Drive tow trucks.
They drive tow
okay.
trucks.
Okay, so you need the deep scrub. But how long does it take you, though?
3/4 an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, that's still a lengthy process,
isn't it? Yeah, you got to clean. Dana.
But it's not like you where you're 3 hours of like in the shower, out the shower.
Dan, have you got a lot of hair removal to do or is that just me?
No, that gets done monthly.
Okay. So, you're taking it to another level. There's a monthly deep clean as well. I love that. I've got to do that too. Well, mate, thank you so much for making me not feel like I'm alone doing this. Appreciate your call.
Mate, the only other reason I was calling is because I couldn't have another female write this morning.
Oh! Birthday time. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's
your birthday. We gon' sip a card like it's your birthday. This has got to be the Hunter Valley's favourite segment we do, Harry. This is incredible. They get a personalised wrap, a personalised birthday wrap from yours truly.
This is our fourth day. I don't know how to start. I feel like exhausted by it already.
No.
Like we've been doing it for months.
No, I think we're at the stage now where I deserve to get like a wrap get up.
Oh, like a clock, like Flavor Flav.
Yeah, and yeah. Like a gold chain.
Big gold chain with a Volkswagen logo on it, like yep. Beastie Boys. Yeah.
Alrighty, here we go.
Oh, so by the way, Dana has decided that she, if you send your birthday through, which I think you should do, we love the birthdays here at Power FM, Dana will give you a personalised birthday wrap.
Yeah, the number is, you can call Sue, our incredible receptionist between business hours, 6543 1588.
Okay.
But this is a rendition of what you'll get. Happy birthday, Cody, for yesterday. I hope you're getting presents still today. But today we throw to Jacob, who turns 9. Your classmates at school better treat you fine. Woo!
It's not bad. You're slowly selling me on the birthday wrap. I won't lie.
I feel like I'm getting better every day.
You're not
all
bad.
All right, Hunter Valley, if you want to call Sue, get your birthdays in between 9 and 5 business hours, 6543 1588.
All right, we'll get your birthday and Dana will wrap it for you.
The Big Three.
Barabba Hunters Toyota Specialist for 30 years. Singleton Toyota.
This is where we chat with our journalist from the newsroom, Jessica Rouse. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Jessica Rouse.
How are we?
Really good.
Good. Did you stay up all night watching election stuff?
No, did you?
Not really. It was a big day. Yesterday was a big day. You had Origin, you had Gladys chatting, you had the election.
Huge day. Well, let's start with the election. We still don't know who is going to win. It could be a couple of days yet or a couple of hours, depending on how fast votes are counted. But right now, Joe Biden's on 237. Trump is on 213. So Trump has, though, already launched some legal action, of course, to stop counting in Michigan and recount all the votes in Wisconsin, where Joe Biden won that particular state.
A baby, like, spitting the dummy and being
a loser.
No, it's not. As president and as candidate of the Republicans, he's allowed to request a recount for Wisconsin.
Okay, he's already called the whole thing a fraud. That's not sore loser.
And he said,
I don't know what is.
Quote, that the election's being stolen from him.
Maybe it is.
Oh, get it.
Don't be all so anti-Trump in this studio. Did you like my pro-Trump messages yesterday?
I appreciated them. It was funny.
We'll leave it at that.
At least Jess Rouse replied. Dana didn't even reply. And I was like, is this getting under your skin yet? And she's like, no.
I'm not fueling that fire. Yeah.
But here's a fun part of the election. Kanye West apparently did get some votes. He's already conceded defeat. 60,000 votes he got.
I saw.
That's quite a lot.
It's not bad.
He publicly said that he went in there and voted for himself. Well, but on some of the states, he's not even on the ballot paper. People, like, wrote his name down. He wasn't printed on every state's ballot
paper.
He's
not on some. I can't remember the reason, but he's not on some state's ballot. He's, like, in California and a couple of other states, but not on some others. It's weird. I don't know. I understand more of the election now watching it, but the electoral college thing that they've got as well, the whole thing's very complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll keep you updated. It looks like Joe Biden's going to make a press conference very shortly, so we'll keep you updated here at Power FM as it happens live out of the United States. The borders are reopening.
Yeah, so mark November 23 in your diaries. The hard border between New South Wales and Queensland will be gone. No more quarantine, no more border pass. We can all go back and forth and be happy families again. The Premier said yesterday it's a bit of a calculated risk, but we've got to learn to live with the virus, and this is how we're going to do it.
I'm really glad that she's come out and said that, because she's right. Right. It's not something that we're going to be able to eliminate completely, despite doing such a fabulous job so far.
Mm.
It's something that we're going to have to live with for a long time.
I know.
Until we find a vaccine, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, yeah. It just sucks. Like, everyone's over it.
You can go to Victoria. Be happy. Happy.
I can take you down to meet my parents, Harry.
I don't want to say this because Dana is from Melbourne. I'm not a fan of Melbourne.
That's fine. Whether you're a fan
of it.
We don't want you anyway, Harry.
Good. I don't want to be down. I don't want to go down there. Let's talk about the upset that happened last night. A lot of New South Wales fans. Don't be like that. A lot of Blues fans pretty upset this morning.
Yeah, so Queensland won 18-14 to New South Wales. At halftime, Queensland was trailing New South Wales 10-0, but they seemed to somehow turn it around. And by the 50th minute, the points certainly flowed their way. The Queensland second half has been described by stunning by the experts.
This was the final siren, minutes before the final siren.
Tedesco's taken by Gagai. A try-saving tackle. 4 seconds to go. New South Wales down by four. They'll play it one more time. It comes on the outside. The referee says no, full time. Full time. The siren has sounded. An historic victory to a team that was not much heralded. Queensland had beaten New South Wales by 18 points to 14 to take Origin 1 in Adelaide.
They'll take Origin 2, don't worry.
Will they?
Yeah, Blues will win. Home ground.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I got bored watching it. So.
Say it how it is.
Jessica Rouse, that's the big three. Thank you so much. We'll have your news update at 7:30 this morning.
No worries.
I'm still trying to find a house in the Hunter. Just moved up here from Melbourne, and it's been a journey thus far, don't you think, Harry?
You've had a lot of knockbacks. There's been some houses that haven't been that great. It can be
turbulent
a tough journey.
Turbulent waters.
Yeah.
We had my mum on the phone yesterday, and you got an old, I don't know how you got her number, but an old flatmate of mine who I live with in Sydney, and they both said that I'm a pretty good housemate.
They have said that you're a big personality, though.
I'm outgoing. I'm not going to lie about it. And it's not something I can hide either.
No, and you're a people person, and you love to socialise, and you have had some knockbacks so far. Maybe some people who didn't think they would get along with you. I don't know.
I don't know, because it must be I do that thing that you were talking about yesterday. When there's space in the conversation, I'll just fill it. So sometimes I over-talk. And I don't know if it's, you know, based on personality, but I was wondering whether, you know, some personalities do fit together better than other ones.
Well, we thought what we might do is we'll get a psychologist on. So we'll give a psychologist a call, and they can kind of let you know what personalities to look out for, maybe perhaps how to tailor your own personality.
I don't want to change,
but I want to know
how to fit in.
Even better. That's a better way of putting it.
Yeah.
Her name's Kim Kalusik. She's a local psychologist here in the Hunter Valley. We're going to get her on next, and I think she might have some really good advice for you, Dana.
Hopefully she has some tips.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm needing some help at this point.
We'll chat with her next. If you have just joined us, Dana is trying to find a place to live at the moment. You've been here about 4 days. About 5 days, really, in the Hunter Valley.
Came the end of last week, yeah.
Yeah, and not having much luck finding a place to live. So far, a lot of knockbacks, which could be a clash in personalities.
Doesn't sound good, does it?
No. No, it's not going well for you. Well, look, we chatted with your mum and a former roommate yesterday. They had some great testimonies about you.
Yeah.
That you are a good housemate. But it's more about the clash of personalities that I think worries us.
Okay.
Because you're a big personality.
I am. But great to live with. My mum said it.
She did say that.
Clean.
She has to say that. She's your mother. We have got Kim Kalusak. She's a psychologist. She's based out of Singleton. She practices at the Musselbrook Brook Street Clinic as well. She joins us on the line to help you out. Dana, Kim, how are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
Kim, we wanted to get you on because I am trying to find a house at the moment in the Hunter Valley. I've just moved up from Melbourne and I'm finding it a little bit difficult, but I wanted your professional opinion on a few things. So I know you work mostly more with couples than obviously with housemates, but just through your experience with couples counselling, are there some personalities that are destined to sort of clash, and what are they?
Yeah, so look, we usually say that largely there are three main types of personalities. And using a sea analogy, you know, we have an anchor, which is a kind of a grounded personality. They're cooperative, they're collaborative, you know, they're comfortable in their own emotions. Then we have the islands, who are really self-sufficient. They're used to dealing with their own issues and problems and really don't like sharing a lot of that information. And then you have the waves, who really need to connect with people and really need their validation from other people. So in the work that I see, you know, the ideal combination is two anchors. The combination that seems to cause most problems is if we get an island and a wave together.
What's a wave?
A wave is like when you need validation from other people. So I'm very much a people person, love having a chat.
Yes, so if you were to, you know, be in a space either, you know, renting or particularly in an intimate relationship with, say, someone that was an island, you know, your gregariousness, your passion, your, you know, zealous for life can appear very threatening to an island. They can feel very attacked because they're very insular and they look after their own stuff and they don't really want to share. And if you're asking them questions, you know, it can feel that they're being bombarded.
So more of an introvert.
In close relationships, we see that as a real issue.
Okay, so maybe I am a wave. I'm quite out there. So that means that I need to be with an anchor, living with an anchor. Is that correct?
Well, we would all like to live with an anchor. They're the ideal personality. However, we aren't all that way. It's about understanding other people and trying to communicate the differences. And that's where I think, you know, a lot of us come unstuck. So that if I'm a wave and, you know, I'm trying to share with you, but you're really shut down and you're not communicating back, but I don't take that as a personal affront or rejection, which is often what happens. But I actually just kind of look at you and go, yeah, you're actually wired differently from me and you're not going to respond in the way that I might want you to.
Okay, so then if communication is key, what are some other qualities that kind of make a good housemate?
Look, I think in any kind of relationship, the two key elements communication and trust. You know, I have to trust, you know, these people that are in my space, you know, both with my physical things and emotionally. And absolutely, communication is the number one thing.
Well, that's perfect because I communicate for a living. So, I mean, Harry, how am I doing?
So do I.
Thanks, Kim, so much.
Kim Kalusek, really thank you for your time this morning and have a great day. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Exposed.
In entertainment news, the artists behind this track...
I love it when you call me senorita. I wish I could pretend I didn't need ya.
Taken their relationship to the next level. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello got a puppy. It's a tiny little golden retriever, very, very cute. They took to Instagram to announce his name.
That's fun. Who is that? Who is that? Is that you? He loves himself. It's a good sign.
Oh, I love Camila Cabello's accent. It's so sexy. Tarzan!
It is Tarzan, but it does sound great in a Spanish accent.
Oh.
But at least they hopefully will. This will distract them from posting those outrageous videos and selfies of them macking on and, like, tongue down each other's throats. It's disgusting.
Really? So I don't have Instagram, so I don't see any of this.
Yeah, but, a lot of public displays of affection. Yeah, but
if you were dating Camila Cabello, you would 1,000% do that.
Trust you. Trust you.
I'd be doing that if I was dating Camila Cabello, 100%.
Would you get on Instagram to then post the...
Yes, I would, just to make everyone jealous.
That's exactly shocking.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.